Hello, and welcome to this Goal Setting to Rebalance Your Life eMotion Download. eMotion Downloads are based on the Human Givens approach to mental healing and health, the newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and just 10 years old. This audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as a standalone self-help program. My name is Andrew Richardson, and I am a director of the London Human Givens Centre in the UK. In Goal Setting to Rebalance Your Life, I will explain the new understandings of what it really is to be human, the human givens. What makes us all tick as individuals, and why it is that sometimes we all experience emotional difficulty. And what to do about it, which is set goals that get essential needs met, and use our resources in the right way to achieve these goals. These needs and resources are our human givens, the givens of human nature. And what will happen then is that you will be finding more balance in your life. And often then, the emotional difficulties you may be experiencing, depression, anxieties, addictions, or obsessions will just tend to fade. Please ensure that when listening to the second extended part, you are not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Now, consider the life of an ordinary garden plant. We can say that as a living organism, the plant has essential needs for nutritious soil, sufficient water, and just enough of a warming sun. And we can all imagine how a plant will suffer if any of these essential needs are not being met in the right quantities. The plant would wither, droop, appear lifeless, and the blooms would be weak and colourless. And of course, if we were tending that plant, we would know what to do when we noticed this withering and distress. To decide what essential plant need was not being met, and then set a goal to get that need met. And from that, we might come up with a brief strategy. Time, actions, and sequences could be involved. And if we thought about it, we would be quite happy that the plant's lack was evident from how the plant looked. Otherwise, how would we know that something needed to be done? And so it is with human beings. We humans have essential needs. And these needs are such things as to connect and feel safe with other human beings, to work and to be stretched, and to have status and a sense of achievement, and that kind of thing. Pretty obvious, really. And you could say that this is what all of us do, all our time, working to satisfy these needs, though we may not know it or see it that way. And if an important need is not being met well, despite our best efforts, then we will suffer some distress. This distress is the emotion of the mind-body communication that you need to take action, and the right kind of action, or you will continue to suffer, or even get worse. Your unconscious intelligence instinctively knows what your needs are, and your unconscious is communicating this by creating the emotion. See this emotion, however unpleasant or threatening, as the energy or the motion and movement towards getting that need met. So embrace and welcome the stress emotion, however it manifests for you, and use it. And begin to do this by separating out the want from that essential human need. For example, you may fancy that nice place where your new friend lives because actually you need shelter and safety. Or it could be that you are aware of the need for space, for reflection, rest, and regeneration. Then again, you may yearn for the girl or boy next door, because what you know is that you need intimacy and friendship, and a space with someone where you can just be yourself. And you may have wished that your boss or partner treated you better and heard what you were trying to say. This is because you must have some control over your life or you will suffer. And all of us from time to time can be envious of people who appear more successful than us. And perhaps this is because you need to have a sense of status and of being appreciated for what you do. You may or may not decide to give that new art class or church meeting a go as you weigh up whether this will help you meet your essential need to belong to a group bigger than yourself. Or you can meet the essential human need to give and receive attention from a wide circle of other people. And you may or may not look forward to that family gathering, but you know that however it turns out, you need to have people who are important to you and to whom you are important. And have you from time to time had a sense of dissatisfaction in your life and been aware of an as yet unrealized potential and not quite knowing what you can do about it? Is this your mind-body communication that is reminding you of the need you have to be stretched and so have meaning in your life? And it will be interesting for you to be aware of your reactions to this listing of essential human needs and to notice how they can be hidden behind all those yearnings and disappointments and angers and anxieties and fears. It is as if the needs are disguised by all our feelings of wants, like an actor puts on a cloak and a funny face, so it is hard to see the real man or woman underneath. But these emotions, the yearnings and disappointments and angers and anxieties and fears, are our friends. As is physical pain, which will warn us, for example, of the danger of a burning fire. So our emotions may be telling us that our life needs to change. These emotions really may be telling you this, may they not? Here are those human needs again, in the form of questions. And ask yourself for each need and each question how well that need is being met for you now. Not in the past or in a projected future, but right now. And grade it. What number might you give yourself, say from 1 to 7, where 1 is not getting that need met at all, and 7 means getting the need met fully and completely? And then ask yourself, what could I do now and over the next week or so to get those low numbers, say below 3, up a notch or 2, and how would I know if the need was being better met? And it may help if you close your eyes. Have you done so already? And notice that you hear a little differently with your eyes closed, and perhaps more intensely, and you can focus on what I am saying. And just feel good about the space you find yourself in right now. So, as you think about your life now, as it unfolds from day to day and week to week, let me ask you, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe? Are you in an environment which allows you to develop? Think about how confident you are at work, whether there are money worries, bullying at home or at work, or other threats to your safety. And is this a high number? Yes, I do feel safe, broadly speaking. Or a low number? No, I do not feel safe and secure in a significant part or parts of my life. And if low, how would it be different if it went up a notch and what might you be doing differently? And here is the next question. Do you have a sense of autonomy and control? Do you have volition to make responsible choices? This is about responsibility, ability to influence, and being heard. And with all these questions on needs, it is about balance. Some of us can want too much control, a control freak, or fear being unsafe so much that they scarcely leave the house. What number would you give to this need for autonomy and control? And what might you do now if the number was low? Say a 3 or less. Saying something, standing up, finding space, doing something different. And how would you know if the number was higher? How would it feel? What might you be doing differently? How would your friends know? And now consider this. Do you have wider connections? Feeling part of a wider community beyond your family and close friends? What happens for you outside your family? Your hobbies, your opportunities for participation. If this is a low number for you right now, how might you connect more? Clubs, contacts, hobbies, looking up old friends. And if you did, how far might the number rise for you? And now there is a question of attention. How healthily are your attention needs being met, both to give and to receive? Attention is a form of nutrition, and it is how we learn and socialize and adapt right from being a tiny baby. Are you alone too much, or attention-seeking, or giving sincere or insincere attention? And now ponder this question. Do you have people who are important to you and to whom you are important? Being emotionally connected to others, knowing that at least one other person accepts you totally for who you are, warts and all, is their loss? Are there friends and fun with a person? Do you have one close friend? And if this is a low number for you, what is stopping you? Is it habits, shyness, or not seeing that there are opportunities just to get a little closer to someone and to have this need met a little better? How would that help you? What else might begin to change for you? And this need for status. Are you comfortable with your status in society and with the groups you spend your time with? This is about reward and appreciation, fitting in, or feelings of inferiority, jealousy, hostility. And if you lack status here, what could you do that would be appreciated by people who you are with? And how might you plan and prepare for this? See yourself having that feeling of greater status and appreciation amongst those who you care about. And this need for achievement. Have you a sense of competence and achievement? Are you doing what you want to, being stretched, or out of your depth, stuck, bored? And if not, a low number here, then what could you begin to do to change? Learn something, move something. What are your ideals if you could wave a magic wand? Really begin to be excited by new possibilities. See it and feel it. And another question, almost finished now. Do you have your own space and time to recharge? We all must have time alone, space for your possessions, to think without pressure. Where could you find that space and time to create something at home or away from home? And what could you do right now to raise that number? What would it be like? And finally, are you being stretched by how you live and the work you do? Think about your meaning and purpose, about being stretched in terms of new skills, physical and mental. Is there a bigger commitment for you to give and contribute? The human needs include safety, autonomy, wider connections, attention, both giving and receiving, that important person or people, status, achievement, privacy, being stretched and meaning. And think about the balance of each of these needs, neither too much nor too little, neither too hot nor too cold, like Goldilocks's porridge. Are the ingredients of your life in the right proportion, as in your favourite recipe? And those needs again, safety, autonomy, wider connections, attention, both giving and receiving, that important person or people, status, achievement, privacy, being stretched and meaning. And where might there be a lack? And how is this lack communicating to you? What and where in your body is the stress or fear or frustration or anger or anxiety or guilt or sadness? And now know that you have that mind-body communication system or guidance system pointing you and leading you and enabling you to get essential needs met. And is this system guiding you right now to make practical and achievable changes in your life? We are talking here about your resources. Together with your essential needs, your resources are your human givens. What defines you and molds you to the human being you are? Your resources have evolved over countless generations, and then your unique life experiences has augmented, shaped, and of course perhaps damaged their effectiveness to some degree. Well, one incredibly important resource is your imagination. The sight and feel of better futures could be the motivation which will enable you to realize these better futures. Let your mind wander free. Where would you like to be in, say, a year's time, or less than that, or a little more? How would it look and feel? See yourself there. What are you wearing? How are you conducting yourself? And who is with you? And how are they reacting to you? Are they impressed or pleased? And where are you? See something clearly. Can you touch it? And how might you reach it? Or it could be that for you, it is fears of a bad future that could motivate you away in the opposite direction. Or there could be a time or a period in your past, either very good or very bad, that can move you towards something good, or again, away from something you would rather avoid. Stay with whatever comes up, and know that this could be the very power you are looking for to move you. And from this you will see the outline of a path to travel on. And then there is your conscious rational mind, which allows you to find the best solutions to your problems. What would you tell a friend to do if they were in your situation? What is the best rational advice you could give them and give you? And what would a close friend be advising you right now? And there is your ability to know intuitively. We all understand the infinite variety of the world by seeing it as being like something else. And this like is stored as a pattern in our unconscious memory bank. And as we make a connection with this pattern, an emotion will arise to communicate to you, intuitively if you like that word, so that you can make sense of it. And you can just begin to open to these feelings and to recognize them and to see if you can catch the pattern match, like the essence of a tantalizing, beautiful scent. And you can do this best when you are relaxed and calm, like now. Then your emotions can really speak to you. And you have complex long-term memory, and your capacity to undertake complex tasks is enormous. So, what are you most proud of? Reach down to this proud feeling and be ready to reuse it. It could be your children, or a relationship, or an achievement, or a skill you have developed, or something residing in a special memory. What are your qualifications as a graduate, or a teacher, or in business, or a profession, or as a mother, or a friend, or a gardener, or a handyman? And do you have a piece of paper that states your qualification? Or does your qualification come from your experience of life? Doesn't really matter. And now, what of that ability to empathize and connect with others? It just happens automatically, you know. Your mirror neurons connecting with and feeding back from all who cross your path. There is a complex dance as facial expressions and bodies react and lead. And it is this barely recognizable dance that keeps you connected to others for work, play, attention, intimacy, and just connection. Whether fleeting and sudden, or long-lasting and deep. And be thankful, for this gift is keeping you alive. And you can, if you choose, step back or above yourself and move into your observing self. Imagine, it is just like stepping outside yourself and looking on. To be that part of you that is aware of itself as a unique center of awareness. in your observing self, you will see your situation more calmly and in a more detached manner, and so find different perspectives and solutions. How could you look at your situation differently? How would it be if you stood a mile away, or at the top of a mountain, or from a different future a year from now, or a past of a year ago? And of course, we all dream, even if often we cannot remember our dreams. Dreaming keeps our emotions working well by allowing us to let go of the emotions that came up that day and are still there, unresolved and festering away. Dreaming dissolves the emotion as a circle is completed by acting the emotion out in our dreaming imagination. And as you observe your emotions now, some strong, some weak, some positive, some dissatisfied, you can choose to take comfort from the knowledge of your innate and extensive capacities and resources, even if they may appear to be hidden from you at this time. Now, there was a farmer and his son who lived in the country a long time ago, and this is a simple story about an experience they had. And I wonder how you will enjoy this story and how you will connect with this story uniquely to the patterns from your unconscious. On this day, the farmer said to his son, "Today is market day. Let's go to town to buy a few things that we need." And they decided to bring a horse with them in order to carry their purchases. And they left very early in the morning for the market, the horse without a load, and them on foot. Along the road, they came upon some men who were returning from town. These men then said that neither the father nor the son seemed very wise, for they were walking while the horse went without a load. Upon hearing this, the father asked for his son's opinion. The latter admitted that the men were right, and that as the horse did not have a load, one of them should mount it. So the father ordered his son to mount, and they continued on their way. A little later, they met another group of men returning from the town. These men stated that the father was crazy because, old and tired, he walked, while his son, so young and robust, rode on the horse. The father asked his son's advice, and the latter declares that in effect the men were right, and so the son gets down from the horse and the father gets on. And some minutes later, other men who are returning from the market criticize the father. According to them, a young boy so weak should not walk. Therefore, the father had his son mount the horse, and neither of them walked. Further on, they meet other men who were also returning from the town, and they also criticize the father as well as the son. How can a horse so scrawny carry two men so big and heavy? The father asked his son what they should do in order not to be criticized any more, and finally they reached the conclusion that the only alternative is to carry the horse. So father and son arrive at the market with a horse on their shoulders. But in spite of this, many criticized them. And as they walked round the market, they realized that they were learning a lesson, that perhaps they had to think for themselves and listen rather more to what their own inner wisdom was saying. And they realized that sometimes others did not know best. We all have an operating system, like a computer, which we presume works well. This is our basic genetic inheritance, or code, from which all our capacities derive. Your capacities and resources have evolved over countless generations, so that you know deep in your unconscious that today and tomorrow and in the weeks and months and years that will follow, you will be empowered to get your essential needs met. And then we add programs, which are our important learnings and experiences. And for both our operating system and the important programs, we never ever really know what they are capable of. We just use a small part of their capacity, and often we feel more comfortable just staying there, and so not using all of the potential we have. Before you come back to waking reality, consider how you may use images arising through this experience by integrating the conscious and unconscious minds. And as you drift into comfortable awareness, it is your privilege to use this state to become more aware of things you can use later on. These things will give you a new view. That's right. Take time now. A brief time that seems a long time to review and plan at some level of awareness those things you will do later on, those things you may change later on, as you begin to use more and more of the best of what you are. And in a moment, I will count back down from 5 to 1 so that you can slowly begin to become alert and aware and return to waking reality. 5, begin to be aware of your body differently. 4, gently returning to the here and now. 3, becoming more alert. 2, getting ready to open those eyes. 1, opening those eyes now. And make sure that you are fully alert before driving or operating any machinery. I hope you enjoyed this goal-setting emotion download audio session. Do keep listening to it so the learnings and insights become part of you. And for more information on the Human Givens, visit londonhumangivens.com. From there, you will find links to useful Human Givens sites, including publications and information on this new approach, and also a download of the Human Givens Emotional Needs Audit. My name is Andrew Richardson. Thank you.